things in the house, I wanted to ask you about what your wife would use to fry some bacon and eggs for you in the morning.
Skillet, a old black skillet, metal skillet.
And when you were young, did you ever know of anything that they used in a fireplace?
Yeah, there were fireplaces that in olden times had a hook right up there facing some way, but I can't recall how it was facing.
And came out.
Take old black pots, you know, and metal pot, bright black, and it hang it, had a bale on it, it hang it on that hook, and let you stuff cook right there on the fireplace, don't you see? Mm-hmm.
And did you ever see anything like a skillet on legs?
Got one out, did have one out the barn out there, and then we cut, used it, put that thing down there on the hearth, put some fire under it, and put you some sweet potatoes in there, grease them right good, wash them and grease them, put them in there, and then put that lid on there and get some cold fire and put on that, cook the best potatoes you ever eat in your life. Baked potatoes, sweet potatoes.
What did you call them? What did you call that?
Elms.
Elm
and lead. No.
Did anybody ever call them a spider?
Might, I never heard it.
A Dutch oven?
I never heard it.
Okay. And now the thing that hung down from the arm in the fireplace, that was a pot.
Yeah.
You never call it a kettle?
Yeah, it's called a kettle.
Same thing.
Same thing.
And
but really a kettle is what we call a wash pot outside. That's called a kettle or a wash pot, either one you want.
I see. Now the thing that you heated water for to when you slaughtered the hogs.
That is a kettle.
That's a big.
You call them pots. Some call them pots. Some call them kettle. Mm-hmm. You get two or three of them, just according to how many hogs you had to kill. You know, mm-hmm. put a big fire on them all, fill them up with water.
Okay. So there's no. You use either pot or kettle. It doesn't make any difference.
Doesn't make no difference.
And the thing that you. That your wife would put flowers in, if she cut some flowers and bring them in the house, what would she put them in?
Vases. Put them in vases.
And if she had, if she brought in a plant to keep during the winter, that would be in a, what would she put that in?
Flower pot. Well, my wife, she kept them all the time in there in the kitchen, just thing fixed in there, at least I fixed it for her. Mm-hmm. And she set that plum full of geraniums and different things, you know. Mm-hmm.
And your best set of dishes might be made out of
It's a potter's the clay, you know. Mm-hmm. Things. I got a bunch of them out there now. I've let all the flowers, she had a world of flowers. I've let them all die. Mm-hmm. I let them all die, but one violet in there, and I give that to my sister. My sister gave it to her, and she kept it, man, as pretty as it pleased, but I let it just about die. My sister's out there one day, and I gave it to her. She says, I want a cutting off of it. She says, I've lost the color. She raises them up there by the hundreds, little bitty jars, about that big around, about that deep, you know. You'd be surprised to go in there and see how many she's got in her house.
They're hard to raise, aren't they?
They take a lot of care. They ain't with her. I don't think she ever loses one.
Yeah, he's the old blacksmith of the town.
Oh, is that right? Mm-hmm.
Yes, she sells them, love. She says, no telling how much she sells a year.
Did you ever hear the term for real fine